What people have had the biggest influence on your career, your coaching career?
Well, obviously Jim. I mean, Jim and I go way back. Jim holds a special place, you know, in my heart because, you know, I was a young guy, had just finished trying to play, went to Penn State and was a GA and was just trying to, you know, learn a game from the other side. And I didn't know how, if I was doing well or doing bad, I was just trying. And, you know, he gave me an opportunity to go with him at Wake Forest. And it wasn't easy there when we first got in. And I learned, I took a lot of lumps in terms of learning and learning how to relate with guys and all those things. So Jim is obviously, you know, he's helped me tremendously in that regard. I got a special place for Lloyd Carr. Working with Lloyd was one of the highlights, you know, of my college when I coached in college. I mean, he's outstanding. I still consider him one of my better friends. Love talking to Lloyd. He always got a good story for me. I might have heard him a few times, but he's always got a good story for me. You know, in the NFL, Ray Rhodes was outstanding for me. And the biggest thing with Ray, you know, you can learn all kind of scheme, you can learn that stuff, but I think Ray really taught me how you relate with the NFL players because it's different than college. You know, a lot of times you'll run across in college and you know, you can, you know, you yell at a guy and you do whatever, however you do it, but it's kind of the my way or the highway system. And you learn, you know, in this the NFL, it's not that business. It's not that way. You know, you're dealing with grown men, so you treat them as grown men, and you got to figure out how to, you know, balance that and get them to do what you want. And I think he was outstanding in that. And then lastly would be Chuck Pagano. When I was with Chuck, and I've known Chuck for a while, but the one thing I saw when Chuck, when he was calling defenses, you know, it didn't matter. If the last one didn't work, that doesn't mean the next one won't work. And so, you know, he always kept an aggressive mindset, and his deal was, hey, we're going to continue to attack until we just can't attack anymore. And I think that was something that I learned, because sometimes we all get a little gun shy. You call something, it doesn't work, and you're afraid to go back to it, and that was never his deal. He said, hey, you know what, it didn't work, and here's why it didn't work. Let's get it fixed, and let's move on. We're still going to play this defense because it's good for us. And our guys believe in it, and we don't want to show that we don't believe in something. And so those are the guys that I kind of, throughout the course of my career, that kind of have meant a lot to me.